is for that I know that you are amongst us. Through your Spirit, you are in us, Lord. And I pray as we look at a few scriptures now, and I pray that we will hear your voice. I pray that each individual sitting here this morning will hear your voice, Lord. I pray for that, Lord. I've got the faith this morning, Lord, that you will change lives right now. May this be a turning point for us as a congregation this morning, Lord. I pray that in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. So the reason why we stand and talk is we try and hear the Lord's voice. So if you're new here and a visitor here, we're not worshiping, just want to explain to you. We try and hear God's voice. We're all the priesthood of all believers, and we're a place where the Lord speaks, and if he only speaks through the guy that's preaching, we've got a problem. Because I only hear in part and I only see in part. So we try and find the Lord's voice together. Isn't it strange that, you know, God says in his word, I actually want to read it. This is not a well-prepared preach, so don't expect that. I've got a few things in my heart that I think the Lord wants to speak to us as a congregation. Open your hearts. And let's hear what the Lord says this morning. I honestly believe it's from the Lord. It's something that he's been talking to me while I was on holiday and preparing for us. And it's really something that I do feel it's for us. It's not so much a preach and a try and unpack the scripture this morning. It's what's God saying to us. It's more a prophetic sort of preach. So open your heart for that. But while we were worshiping, just reminded of, and it's something that I've been preparing for community leaders training and equipping time, is that we should be building church and we should be building our homes and you should be building your lives around the presence of God. Amen? Are you building your life? Are we building this church? Are you building the community? Is that on the forefront of your thoughts, that you are here for God's presence and for him to dwell with you and your life? He says in Ephesians 2, I'm going to read through everything now, verse 22. I didn't give it to something that I felt in worship, but in him you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. We are being built together as a church, okay, of this dwelling place where God lives by his Spirit. God wants to live amongst us. He wants to be with us. So why sometimes when we worship, you'll have some guys like, yeah, it was an amazing time with the Lord. It was the best time. And a guy right next to you is like, huh? That was a terrible worship set. And that's something that Renske spoke about. Sometimes we wait. We wait and wait for this cool song that I like. Or we wait for, they miss a few beats and it's not sound. The sound is terrible. Or you've got the struggle. Or you're still thinking about last week. Or you're still thinking about this coming week and all the things in your calendar, and you're sort of trying to settle down, or you're still thinking about my boss that's just terrible, and sometimes we struggle to actually know that God's dwelling with me. He wants to live with me. And what we're doing, and that's why I think, and it's profound. I remember the previous gathering as an eldership, where we should be a bit more mature Christians. As an eldership, we're sitting. And I remember the previous gathering, some of us said, yes, that was the best gathering we felt since we've been doing this in this region. I felt that way. It was an amazing gathering. I know the sound wasn't great again, but it was an amazing gathering. And then some of the guys like, yeah, it was a terrible gathering. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel God was there. Why? So it's not because God's there and he's not there and he's not, it's not how he works. He's there and he promised the full measure of his spirit. So why do some of us experience it and some of us not? And why do you sometimes stand here in worship? It's like, you're struggling. Why? I want to say this morning, it's you. It's not rocket science. It's because of you. Not because of God. Yes, sometimes he will pull back and he will stand outside of the door and he will knock and say, will you please let me in? And sometimes that's for the whole church, but sometimes that's for you. And that's not in my notes, that's just what I felt. So I want to ask you this morning, and that's what I felt the Lord ask me to ask you. And as you're sitting here this morning, I want to ask you, where's your heart at? Where's your heart? And that should be enough for us to go and sit and spend time with the Lord. I can put off the mic now and we can all go home. Where's your heart at? Proverbs 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. Bo alles wees versigtig met wat in jou hart aangaan, want jy, wat jy dink, bepaal alles wat jy doen. Die 2020 vertaling sê, bewaak jou hart meer as enig iets wat bewaar word, want daaruit ontspring die lewe. NIV says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. See, it's not something about guarding your heart and protecting your heart, because I don't trust people, or I don't trust things. It's not that sort of protect your heart and guard it, because I think sometimes we misunderstand that scripture as well. We also feel, I want to read the scripture for us in Jeremiah 17, verse 9. It says, we've heard this so many times, and it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? So on the one hand, the scripture says, protect your heart, but then it also says, it's very deceitful and very sick. Okay. So your heart is this place that is like a sponge. Your heart is a place that's very vulnerable and very receptive. I mean, bedoelend, your heart is so vulnerable. What is it in Afrikaans? You're so kwesbaar, so beïnvloedbaar. And this is what the scripture says, and that's why the scripture says, guard your heart, because it can be very deceitful. And that's a scary scripture. But also, there's a place, it is the wellspring of life. So God made us with this inner being that is so vulnerable. And I want to say this morning, your heart is who you are. Your heart is who you are. That's where everything that you do flows from, out of that place. Out of that place of heart. And that's where the Hebrews started. The Hebrew language explained it in a way of explaining it to us. It's your heart. We know it's not the heart pumping heart, the flesh heart, but it's this inner being that you live by. That's who you are. And that scripture says, guard it with everything. It says, above all, do that. Guard your heart. Protect your heart. Why? For from it flows the springs of life. And I want to read, as one of the scholars, one of the commentaries on it. And it's strange English, but I'm going to read it slowly. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The heart is the man. And the personal center has a moral character which comes to light in all his deeds. I'm going to explain it to us now. The solemn thought that every one of us has a definite moral character, and that our deeds are not an accidental set of outward actions, but flow from our inner fountain, needs to be driven home to our consciences. For most of the actions of most men are done mechanically and reflected on so little by the doers. I'm going to explain it to us now. That the conviction of their having any moral character at all, or of our incurring any responsibility for them, is almost extinct in us, unless when something startles conscience in protest. Okay? So this big English words. Okay? What he's saying there is your heart is who you are. And our deeds flows mechanically out of that. Meaning, jy gaan doen wat jou hart vir jou sê jy moet doen. Jy begin net doen want jou hart sê jy moet dit doen. Jy reageer oor wat jou hart, want dit is wie jy is. En jy gaan so reageer. So you respond out of your heart. Your deeds reflect who you are. And he says there, and reflected on so little by the doers. Meaning, what you do, we don't reflect on it enough. How you respond in life, we're not reflecting on it enough. Because it shows who you are. And sometimes we distance ourselves from what I'm doing. And we make excuses, or we justify, or we... Because I'm doing that because that person did that. Or I'm doing that because I'm in this space of my life. I'm doing this because my circumstances are... Verstaan, ek doen dit want dit is hoe my werk is op hierdie stadium. Ek doen dit want dit is waar my lewe is op hierdie stadium. So no, you're doing it because that's who you are. And that's a profound thought. And what he's saying there, that commentator, he said, we're not reflecting on it enough. And that's why the Bible says, guard your heart, because out of it springs life, or not. So when you're not experiencing Jesus, and you're not feeling the presence of God, how do I know? I want you to say it's your fault. Again, it's you. It's your heart. It's your heart. Now, I read a few things down here. It says, even when it comes to small sins and things that we're not dealing with, I'm not talking about burdens. I'm talking about sin now. Things you're not dealing with. God's convicting you, not dealing with that thing. You know, that sin is reflecting your heart. Isn't that what we just said? So the fact that you're not dealing with this thing, it's not just because you're human. Just because I'm a human being and this, oh, jylle ons, ek hoor het so baie, ach man, ek's net mens. That deed you're doing is coming out of who you are in your heart. There's a problem there. Sort it out. Don't downplay sin. Because we like to do that. It's not net wie ek is. And I sit with people so many times and how's your time with the Lord? They struggle in this bad space and it's like, yes, I don't get time with the Lord. You know what? That's a deed, not being able to get time with the Lord. Are you reflecting on that fact that you're not spending time with the Lord? Because that shows you who you are in your heart. That shows you the space of where you are. That shows you your heart. There's not life flowing out of it. If you don't want to spend time with God, and if you're not spending time with God, that's a deed that's reflecting who you are in your heart. Amen? If we want to be, and there's so much more, guys and girls, and women and men, and I said to Renske on our way back from holiday, we try not to talk too much church on holiday, but on our way back, started talking about church again and what we're feeling the Lord. Obviously, we speak about the Lord a lot, but I said to her, you see, Liffy, is this it? Yes, I know we're doing well as a church. And the Lord's been with us for the last 14 years. But is this it for Sunday morning? Is this it for my quiet time? Is this it for... And I had amazing times with the Lord. I saw a vision. I'll get into that. Maybe I'm still... I had an amazing dream and a vision that I've, for the first time in my life. I'm not going to go into that now. One day I will. But I... There's this amazing presence of God in our lives. But for me, I was like, Lord, for Sundays, especially for me, when we gather as your people, is this it? There's this holy discontent, hierdie heilige onvergenoegdheid wat ek voel in my hart. Sê, Here, ek smag vir sy teenwoordigheid op Sondag. Ek smag vir sy teenwoordigheid vir ons communities. Ek wanneer ons by mekaar kom and we start worshiping, the people worship, we're not waiting for the band. And it's in that what I felt the Lord say, where's your heart? Because the kingdom of God is built on a condition of our hearts. God will pour out His Spirit into you, your heart. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So, when you're coming to church once a month, that's a deed, isn't it? Once a month. What is that reflecting in your heart? See, we think we're okay. We think we're okay. We think we're okay. But if you're only doing this once a month, see what that guy says, we're not reflecting on our deeds enough. So if you're only doing this once a year or once a month, well, if you're only doing this so that I want to show God that I'm religious and you don't miss anything because I want to show God, you're also missing it. If you're not coming to meet with Jesus, yet again, we struggle, we don't reflect, we don't ask, we don't test our own hearts. And this can go so much deeper with so many things. I want to ask you, are you discipling anybody? And that's a big question. Because what is discipling? And that's something we'll touch on. If you want to come for the equip time with the community leaders, we're going to touch on that. I know it's not just sitting and working with somebody through the theology. I'm not talking about that. Are you walking the road with somebody spiritually? If you're not, it's showing something in your heart. Now you're touching, isn't that the church's place? No, it's not. Matthew 28, go and make disciples. And if you're not doing it, it shows something in your heart. Why are you here? Why are you on earth? It shows you that your purpose you're living for is wrong. It shows your heart, the condition of your heart. Tom says, he mentioned it about fear and how people struggling with fear. Angst, anxiety, and fear, and you're responding to that, it shows something in your heart that you need to sort out. Because God says, do not fear. When you worry, worry dafo more in you, but we sort of, hey, I'm just human. We all worry. It's like, no, stop saying that. It shows something in your heart is wrong. Sort it out. Reflect on that. But God wants you to live in peace. But we justify that by, just jy gesien wat gaan aan in die wêreld. Hey? I've got so many worship. Worship. If I sit like this in worship, or I stand like this in worship, it's reflecting your heart. Honestly. And you can take offense now this morning, then you're also reflecting something in your heart. And you can stand in front. You can jump up and down and go crazy. I want to read you a scripture. The people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain they do worship me, teaching as doctrines of commandments of men. So don't you go and think that just because you're standing and jumping up and down, your heart is with God. You need to check your heart. Why are you jumping up and down? Is that for people? If you're not going to come stand here in front and jump up and down for me, because I said you need to start jumping up and down. I'm not saying that. But I want to say this morning, if this is your worship in church, I don't want to know what you worship in home, in your quiet time, where nobody's watching. If you don't worship in your quiet time, it's reflecting something in your heart that's not right. Come, get with the Lord. Because if you don't want to worship Him, I want to say you haven't seen God. You're not beholding God. Because when I behold Him, I read in scriptures who we are, who He is, and what He's done for me, His goodness. And I start seeing that in my life. I experience His love in my heart. I want to respond in body, mind, and spirit. My body is who I am. My heart is who I am. This is so intertwined like the Trinity. That's why I respond in worship. Ek sou 'n boer seentjie van die Vrystaat af vir my om op en af te staan en spring. En wanneer ek op hier so staan en spring so nou en dan wonder ek, ja, julle ding seker nou wie hy doen dit net oor dat hy dit moet doen. So ek moet self met daai gedagtes werk. Am I jumping up and down and worshiping God because I feel I want to? Or am I trying to be an example? If I'm doing it for men, I'm doing it out of fear of man. If you're walking around with unforgiveness in your heart, and I can carry on and carry on and carry on with these things. Unforgiveness in your heart, or you're walking grumpy and you're not lekker. It's showing something in your heart. We're not reflecting enough on these things. Watch your heart. Guard your heart. Because if you're walking around in unforgiveness, you're walking around, the root of that thing is pride. It's pride. Nothing else. Sorry dat ek nou so reg het is vir oggend. Maar dit is wat in jou hart aangaan. Want jy te trots is om te vergewe. Hoekom moet die Here jou vergewe? Skrif. Jy skryf wel, jy kom vra my naai tyd, ek sê eers weer moet gaan Google. Kan dit nie net onthou nie. Maar ek weet dit staan daar. Julle weet ook. So I've got this feeling in my heart. As I was preparing for this, sorry, I'm taking longer now, but I feel the Lord's on this. When I was praying for us as a congregation, I felt the Lord said that our hearts are divided. I'm not saying us against each other, it's not what I'm talking about. But I do feel that our hearts, Jesus doesn't have all of our hearts. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. And it reflects in our deeds. Like, it's a struggle for us to get everybody in communities. It's a struggle for us to get everybody on a Sunday morning. It's a fight. And I'm talking, I'm not just talking, but there is a place of that. Do not neglect the gathering of the saints. Why? Because the deceitfulness of sins. So I want to read us a scary passage where Jesus talks in Matthew 24, verse 3 to 13. As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of our coming in? What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age be?" And Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray." Who's he talking to? His own disciples. Okay? "See to it that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name saying, 'I am the Christ.' And they will lead many astray." So easy to think that we're not. See, the devil comes in what? Portraying as an angel of light. So don't think that you're going to know. Yes, you'll have the discernment, hopefully. But he says he will lead. He might lead you astray. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away." Listen, many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. "And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray." And this is a scary passage for me. "And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." It's talking about love. And it's saying, what is love? It comes out of your heart. Now it says many will be led astray. Some of the translations talk about most. It's not like many net. Okay, so if there's any net apart or not, there's many. It's talking about most will be led astray. The love of most because of lawlessness. And if I look at the world, it is fastly becoming very lawless. Fastly. So if we see that, we can all recognize that. Amen. That should make you guard your heart. Because your love will grow cold. And that's why I'm standing here this morning as a father in the house. And I want to say, watch your heart. Watch your heart. And how do I do that? I look at my deeds. I look at my deeds, and if your deeds aren't reflecting the love of Christ, go and reflect on that thing. I've got a whole few points there on how do we guard our hearts. But I haven't got time for that now. But one of the points I want to say this morning is, I want to read to us. Jeremiah 17:10. "I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds." So why is God, are we now saying that you need to perform for your salvation? No. God's saying, I'll see who you are in your heart because of your deeds. I'll see your deeds. And when I see your deeds, I'll know what's in your heart. And I'll give to you according to that. Because I know you'll do these things out of a place in your heart. So if you're struggling to spend time with God, reflect that. Get conviction. It's not a condemnation. It's a conviction this morning. But a strong conviction. You need to respond to the voice of the Lord. God's saying to us this morning, watch out. The great deceiver will deceive many. Don't think that your heart cannot be deceitful. You're sitting here this morning and you're thinking of your neighbor, you've got a problem. If you're thinking of your brother. Vergewe my, ek probeer Engels. God's talking to you this morning. And each one of us sitting here this morning can calibrate. Ek het goeders wat ek met Renske deur gepraat het hierdie, nou nie tussen ons nie, maar goed wat ek weet, goed wat my angstig maak het. En hierdie vir my sê, hey, so riding uit. When it shows something in my heart, it's not right. And he wants to give you freedom. He wants to bring love. He wants to bring peace. But you're not sorting out. Jy's net reg. Jy's okay met it. You're fine with this thing. I'm not just talking about sin. I'm talking about the kingdom of God is built on a condition of our hearts. Honestly, Lord, I don't want us to become a family. It jumps up and down and praises you, but our hearts are far from you. And I'll say it again, if you're struggling to spend time with the Lord, it shows the condition of your heart. Just don't think because you know the theology of Jesus, you're saved. The demons know the theology. The demons believe that Jesus exists. They see that. Everything in a lesser. Why? Because their hearts are rebelling against God. I want to warn you this morning. Do not think that you cannot be deceived. It's full of it in the Bible. Why? Because this place needs to be a wellspring of life. Where living water flows out of it. So that this town, who is so thirsty without them knowing it, will experience living water. God wants to dwell within us. He wants to be here. But it's not because of a great coffee shop and a great building and a... Do you want to close your eyes? You know, the prodigal son, he wasn't lost from the beginning. He walked away because he wanted his inheritance now. He was deceived. Die verlore seun het weggeloop. Want sy hart het iets gesoek. As jy vanoggend hierso sit, jy weet dat jy weet in jou hart vanoggend. You know in your heart that you walked away like the prodigal son. You turned away. I want to say to you this morning that God, with tears in his eyes, is calling you back. He's longing for you. He's longing for you. He made you. He called you by name before the foundation of the earth. He's got good plans planned for you. Good works that flows out of a place of love for him. God's calling you back. And if you are a daughter or a son of the living God that turned away, I want you to respond this morning with everybody's eyes closed, just to lift up your hand. You want to turn back to God. You want to turn back to God. Amen. 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 Is there anybody else? I want to give you time. You'll know in your heart if you turned away. Anybody else? Those who picked up your hands, I want to pray with you now. All of us, we want to pray with you now. So don't you just want to follow my prayer? And all of us follow the prayer, please. Say, Father, we are coming back to you. Our hearts long for you. Forgive me for following my own heart's desires. Help me, Lord, to turn back to you. Forgive me for my sinful life. And thank you, Lord, for receiving me. Thank you for your son that died on a cross for my sins. So there will be no more shame, no more condemnation, but just love. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Ek wil vra vanoggend, I want to ask you this morning, if you want to repent of anything in your heart this morning, don't you want to stand? If you'll know in your heart if there's something that the Lord's pointing while we were preaching, if you want to respond, don't you want to stand? And I want to say, may we get rid of fear of man. You'll know in your heart if you need to stand. And if you're not doing it because you're afraid of people, there's something in your heart. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, my heart's desire is for this place to be your dwelling place. So fill us now, God. Fill us, Lord, with your Spirit. Each one that's coming to you with a heart of reception, Lord, a heart that's open. Father, we want to repent of our ways. We want to say sorry, God, that we didn't guard our hearts well enough. Father, I pray that we will get into the Word. And if we're not doing that, convict our hearts, Lord. that we're not hungry to learn from you. I pray that you fill us. I pray that you fill each one of our hearts. I pray that our quiet times will be filled with your presence. And Lord, I know I'm not talking about goosebumps and all these supernatural things, Lord. Even though that's a blessing, Lord, I'm talking about hearts. Hearts that are filled with love, compassion, peace. Father, I come and pray against anxiety and the things of this world. I know, Lord, that you're talking to some of us this morning that needs to let go of a few things, Lord. That our hearts are longing for that security that our job brings. Our hearts are longing for being independent, being secure in this world. I pray, Lord, that we will be convicted this morning and that our hearts will long for being content with what you give. Being content for who you are, not what this world can give. For the love of money, Lord, even if there's lack, even if there's in abundance, the fear of losing it, the fear of losing my lifestyle. Father, I pray that you, through that conviction, will bring peace now, Lord. Not shame and condemnation, Lord, but conviction this morning and peace of letting go of things. The pleasures of this world, but that there will be a joy in your presence of being free of our own deceitful hearts, Lord. And then, Lord, I pray that while we're guarding our hearts, that we will trust that you through the Spirit are in our hearts. Father, I pray that, Lord, I pray that we will learn to trust that you are in our hearts. But it will be, what we're hearing will be aligned with this, with the Word of God. Will be aligned with our deeds, Lord. I pray all of this, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Pray, fill us now with your Spirit. Father, we pray for this town that's lost. We pray, Father, that through us and through your Spirit, people will come back to you like they did this morning, Lord. Pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you turn back to the Lord this morning, I want to say to you, God adds the lonely into family for a reason. He says, do not neglect the gathering of the saints for a reason. Because it's easy to be deceived by yourself. Make sure that you add yourself to family wherever the Lord leads you. Amen? Sorry, we didn't get back to worship, but I felt this was in the Lord. Okay. See you guys next week. Amen? Go and have a coffee.